The future for 550 workers at Clive Palmer's nickel refinery in North Queensland is hanging by a thread. The workers must be offered new employment contracts by the end of business today, or they'll lose their jobs. The refinery has been taken over by one of Clive Palmer's companies, Queensland Nickel Sales. The Queensland government says it's provided the necessary environmental approvals to Queensland Nickel Sales for the refinery to continue operating. Nance Haxton reports.
More than 500 workers at Clive Palmer's North Queensland refinery have worked on site today in the hope of a last-minute reprieve. But as Australian Workers Union Northern District Secretary Cowboy Stockham explains, those hopes are fading.
It's left everybody in a state of confusion. The developments in this thing, it's bizarre. It's really bizarre.
Do workers hold out any hope of getting contracts?
They don't. They're very despondent. There's a lot of angst. There's a lot of anger. People are just totally, you know, peeved off. It's terrible. It's just really terrible. And you've got the people out there that's thrown the towel in, and rightly so. I mean, they've been enduring a harrowing time for how long? And, you know, they've just said, you know, we really don't want to go back.
The workforce was told yesterday by the administrator FTI Consulting that they would be out of work at the close of business today. That is, unless Clive Palmer's new company, Queensland Nickel Sales, offers the workers employment contracts. Today, the director of Queensland Nickel Sales and Clive Palmer's nephew, Clive Mensink, issued a letter to all employees saying the Queensland government has not approved the necessary transfers of approvals to continue operating the refinery. But Queensland Environment Minister Stephen Miles says that's not the case.
This environmental approval removes the only impediment, the only major impediment to Clive Palmer guaranteeing the livelihoods of these 550 families.
Mr. Miles says they are concerned about the environmental impact of tailings dams at the refinery.
This refinery is very close to a highly populated area, and it's very close to the Great Barrier Reef. The environmental regulator takes those threats very seriously. We have inspectors on site this afternoon ensuring that the new operators are very clear about the requirements we place on them to operate the refinery safely from an environmental perspective.
University of Melbourne Corporations Law expert Professor Ian Ramsey says today's events have not provided any comfort to the workforce or Queensland Nickel's creditors.
I think very little clarity has been added by today's announcement. In fact, what is certainly clear is there is still considerable uncertainty as to whether the refinery will in fact get back to business.
Is there any hope, do you think, that these workers could still have their jobs or will be offered contracts from Clive Palmer's new company, Queensland Nickel Sales?
I think there is a possibility that some may indeed get ongoing employment, but what we need to appreciate is that there are significant hurdles in place. Indeed, it's not only a question of making offers to employees, but it's a question of making sure that all the licences are in place and, very, very importantly, that some of the creditors, suppliers, in other words, to the former operating company that are owed many millions of dollars, are actually willing to do business with the new operating company.
Particularly when there is some overlap as to the operators of Queensland Nickel and Queensland Nickel Sales.
Exactly right. What we do know is, of course, that creditors owed essentially $100 million are understandably both concerned and aggrieved at the substantial amount of debt that they are owed. And so when you have a new operating company put in place, essentially with the same controller, they are entitled to then ask whether, for example, they will want cash payments in advance before they do business with the new operating company, or in addition, whether they will want at least part of their outstanding debts paid before they do any business with the new operating company. It has been an extraordinary saga, of course, and the facts that have come out over recent months include, of course, the allegation that Clive Palmer has conducted business by way of an alias, questions, of course, about political donations, and just questions generally about the operation of the refinery and the way it was set up and how business was conducted. And then, of course, most recently, replacing the previous operating company with a new one. And yet, that appears as of today to have offered workers and creditors and suppliers very little certainty about whether or not Queensland Nickel has a viable future.
That's University of Melbourne Professor Ian Ramsey ending Nance Haxton's report.